Hello everybody, welcome to the Artificial Intelligence and Data Monetization podcast, where I explore the intersection of artificial intelligence and data monetization. I'm your host, Arik Skuza. I work as a consultant and consulting department director and artificial intelligence data strategist. Today episode, I'll be discussing a topic that is both timely and critical for businesses in a digital age. And the topic is how to monetize customer data legally with respect to privacy. Obviously, everything will be dipped in the sauce of artificial intelligence. So throughout this episode, I will navigate the pitfalls and traps that await those who overlook the ethical considerations of data management and data monetization, especially if your business is leveraging artificial intelligence. I'll explore the common misconceptions, such as assuming data ethics only applies to others and the dangers of chasing short-term gains at the expense of privacy and confidentiality. Remember, please, data ethics is a shared responsibility that requires collective vigilance and awareness across all levels of your organization. When I was preparing for this episode, based on my business experience, but also I was studying a couple reports, I would like to tell you guys this, that European Union spent in last 3 years, more or less 10 billion euro for projects, digital projects. Only 10% of those projects were around artificial intelligence. And of this 10%, roughly speaking, 1 billion euro, only 30% mentioned artificial intelligence, fairness, data ethics, and things like that. So based on this data, I want to make an assumption that most projects in artificial intelligence and data monetization, they don't care about ethics, or if they care, they don't do that as a strategic item on their strategy agenda. So, but fear not, I won't just highlight the challenges. I will equip you also in this episode with key strategies to ensure your business monetize customer data legally and ethically. From obtaining transparent consent and prioritizing data anonymization to fostering a culture of privacy and implementing robust security measures, I will empower you to take the decisive steps toward responsible data monetization. So please stay to me if you like this episode. If you like it, subscribe, please. If you see a space for improvement, share a comment. I'm always happy to learn. As a consultant and strategy, 30% of my work is learning new things, and part of that is feedback. So I really appreciate that. But at the end of this episode, I will share 10 specific actions you and your business can take and plan to make sure data monetization based on privacy respect will stand your business out of the crowd, which is actually something I really love. Working with customers and serving as a consultant and a consulting director and the founder, managing founder, I keep repeating to my customers, you can take ethical approach to data and make it your competitive advantage. So today I'll also explain you how you can do it. So let's start. We all know that data has become the new oil. If you are interested, you can check rxcuza.com section data monetization at my blog. There is plenty of evidence that data is the new oil, and I'm trying to be as specific as possible to explain what that really means, because with oil, there's no problem. You put an oil in your car and you understand how you pay for that. With data, the landscape is more blurred. Sometimes we are transferring data from one organization to another. Nobody gets paid for that, but their value is created. So data is new oil, but at rxcuza.com, I'm trying to explain what that really means. But with the rise of AI and machine learning, deep learning, those kind of techniques, businesses have recognized the immense value that lies with the customer data. Everybody wants to know what customers want to do, what will they do, how much will they spend, where are they going to buy, and things like that. There's no doubt. However, it's essential, I think, to strike a balance between leveraging this data for financial gain and respecting the privacy rights of individuals. And today, I will jump into the strategies and best practices for monetizing customer data legally and ethically. For you, for those of you who listen to my podcast, you guys know I hate talking about stuff without case studies and evidence. I don't like to talk about future of artificial intelligence. I am not futurist. I like things be down to the earth, which means when I'm working with customers, I cannot tell this C-level guys that something will happen in 10 years. Everybody's interested what is going now and what was actually possible to do. So I will also mention a couple examples today. Respondents from high-performing companies, and you guys also know I love reports and case studies too, who are actively involved in data monetization perceive a significant positive impact on the company's revenue. They are more, that's interesting, they are 3 times more likely than others, once again, they are 3 times more likely than others to report that their data monetization efforts contribute more than 20% of their company's overall revenue. Once again, 3 times more likely than others to report that their data monetization efforts contribute more than 20% to their company overall revenue. Source, McKinsey.com, Quantum Black. This is interesting article titled Fueling Growth Through Data Monetization. You guys know I respect the big consulting companies, not for their brands, which is absolutely wonderful things, but for the insight they deliver. So this is article, it's this cool thing that we can actually take few summaries out of it. First one, data monetization is huge. Second, data monetization contribute to overall revenue. And the third one, data monetization is there. So if your company wants to do that, you just go there, grab it and use it. So let's jump right in. Why it's crucial for businesses to monetize customer data legally and with respect to privacy. Well, a business collects vast amount of customer data. It's important to recognize that privacy is a fundamental human right. So in a data monetization world, you cannot obey, you cannot avoid, you cannot act as there is no data privacy thing. We know that a couple days ago, Google changed their terms and conditions, and now they publicly said we can scrape the whole internet to feed our AI engines. I don't want to judge this move, but this is a critical move for all of us. It's not only about serving us a targeted advertising, it's about understanding our patterns. As you guys know from my previous episodes, patterns are about prediction. If you know the pattern, you can predict what will happen. That's what companies want. But that cannot happen now without fundamental human right, which is data privacy. Customers entrust their data to do business with the expectation that will be handled responsibly. Violating that trust, not only, I think, exposes businesses to legal and regulatory risk like GDPR or new AI Act or couple bills that President Joe Biden is pushing to the market in the United States, but also damages their reputation and customer loyalty. And here I can easily compare. If the airplane crashes, the airline goes down. If there is a data breach, the company value goes down. And we can remember Hilton and other companies around the world, how their stock exchange value dropped because of the data breach. But we're talking about here privacy. So it's not only about like data breach, but it's also about how we collect the data. And I will just reveal more about that at the last part of the podcast. So By monetizing customer data in a legal and privacy-respecting manner, businesses can maintain trust, comply with regulation, and build stronger customer relationships. So what are the traps? In an increasingly data-driven world, every company is a data company, producing vast amounts of data on a daily basis. Even Coca-Cola with the old school vending machines is a data-driven business because those data, those vending machines are equipped with digital devices that can actually read how we buy the Coke from the vending machines. So many businesses focus on the operational aspects of data management, such as building data lakes and integrating data scientists. They often overlook the ethical consideration associated with data management. This can actually lead to reputational and financial costs, as I mentioned before, potentially for board members' liability too. And I want to mention, 3 days ago, Spotify was fined, as far as I remember, 5 million euro because they didn't comply with European GDPR rules. And Spotify is a prominent brand. If you Google that, you won't find many articles. And I'm sure that Spotify was actually interested. That news don't go around so well. But I don't want to build any theories here, but I think this is important news to check. So to address these challenges, companies should adopt new standards for data management, rethink governance models, and collaborate across disciplines and organizations. One common trap is thinking that data ethics doesn't apply to a particular organization. So basically, that's not us. We do this good, we do this that, and basically that's others like Spotify, Apple, or Google. Those guys have a big privacy issues. No, it's not like that because every company is a data company. Even if you're a small manufacturing socks, you process a lot of data. If you sell that socks online or Amazon, eBay, Allegro in Europe or whatever website you imagine, that's data. That's the data of your customers. So executives might prioritize visible aspects of data management and overlook the invisible ways. Another trap is thinking in silos, believing that legal, compliance, or data scientists have data ethics covered. So that's them. That's their legal department. They should know. No. Data ethics is everyone's responsibility. Why? Because even if machine learning engineering is uploading publicly available data from public healthcare company, that data needs to be protected. That transfer of data, it's documented and has a license. So there should be an agenda for C-level executives. And in the last episode of my podcast, I was explaining 12 elements suggested by Gartner and other companies that we should take into consideration if we want to make sure that the data is a expected quality level. So another is chasing short-term return, another trap. It can also lead to unethical data choices. Executives and employees may be tempted to make unethical decisions to pursue short-term profits. For instance, we will scrape data quickly to make sure that we fill up the 10% of the profits on our social media platform just to give the heads up and a head start, and then the rest would follow. That's a short term, and that scraping can be violating privacy rules. That's just only example I've heard from one of the company that is trying to conquer social media platforms. I think they were from Ireland. So I don't like that move, personally saying. Communicating this data basically it's critical. So due diligence is crucial to assure that data is obtained with proper consent and that it does not contain material not publicly available. So I would encourage everybody to have a third party company auditing you and checking the data flow for you. That can be very beneficial for your brand. To address these challenges, organization can follow several building blocks. One is third-party audit. The second one is setting up company-specific rules for data usage, establishing a framework that reflects shared values and mission. And I will just give you an example of a couple activities you can do right now, right here, that I learned from my customers I've been working so you can make sure that your data is actually squeezed into that specific rules. Also, communicating these data values both internally and externally is essential to build trust with employees and the public. Think about this. Who asked you recently if you want to learn how shoe manufacturing companies processing your data? Nobody asked you recently. If you do that in your strategy, that can be a very huge competitive advantage. So building a diverse data-focused team and engaging champions in the C-suite can further support data ethics initiatives. Make sure that our rules are transparent. Communicate them with partners and customers as a protocol and privacy settings. So organizations should continually assess the impact of the algorithms and overall data use, testing for bias and considering potential consequences. It's also crucial to think globally and consider the interest of people who are not present in the decision-making process. Finally, leaders can take a broad view of the company's role in digital society and make sure everything works. So overall, data ethics requires sustain, and stay with me by the end. I'll give you a 10 activities you can make sure that you can take in your company today to make sure that you have data privacy settled down and you build and you make it your company competitive advantage. So overall, data ethics requires sustained attention from all members of the C-suite, with a focus on preserving the trust of users, patients, consumers, clients, you name it. By avoiding common data management traps that I mentioned and implementing ethical practices that I mentioned, companies can ensure that appropriate and responsible use of data through the whole value chain. But it can be painful. That's the Spotify that I mentioned. 5 million euro fine if you don't go over that. But you know what is more sad? Not that 5 million, because it's not a huge amount for Spotify, let's be honest, but the reputation. If you learn about this news at Lexology.com and you look at that, is actually something that you want to consider when you start using Spotify. Anyway, what are some key strategies now business can employ? I promise strategies. One crucial strategy is obtaining proper consent from customers. Transfer is a key here. But don't give them like 10 pages terms and condition. Make it a visual. Make it infographic. Make it a voice or audio file so they can learn quickly and efficiently how their data is going to be processed. It's essential to avoid using ambiguous or confusing language that might deceive customers. Additionally, business should give customers the ability to opt out of data monetization if they choose to do so. And this is something I experienced recently when all of the major portals looking for the web for the way to unsubscribe for using my data. It's like 15 minutes research. So don't do that. Your brain will be seriously influenced by that. So consent and transparency go hand in hand, I think. Could you guys imagine examples that we can actually use, a specific algorithms, moves, or specific data changes we can do to make sure that we actually implement efficient privacy protection for our customers and we monetize their data in a proper way? First one is suppression. So you remove the values of an attribute completely or replacing them with a dummy value. So for instance, you hide data that you don't want to use. Like for instance, your social security number. You just automatically convert that to ***, and that data is not available. If the problem is, it's simple, but it's like running every day. If you don't do it early in the morning, the probability you're doing in the evening is dropping down. You still can do it in the evening, but if you do it early in the process to suppress the data, that will actually be done at the early stage of profiling. Now I was talking about early profiling in the previous podcast. If you're interested, I would highly encourage you to check that. Second, generalization. So you can replace values with more general abstract values. So instead of like putting a birth of dates, you just say, how old is this person? That's just generalization. permutation is partitioning the data into groups and shuffling the sensitive values within each group. As a consequence, the relationship between quasi-identifiers and sensitive data is eliminated. So for instance, you don't connect the last name with the date of birth. Those kind of techniques can serve you good and protect your data, and you can still monetize that data, but you make sure at the very ground level that data is protected. And the last technique I want to mention, pretty popular in projects, it's perturbation. So you replace the value in a way that linkage to the original data is removed by keeping the statistical properties similar. A typical method for perturbation is adding noise. So you basically don't make that data easily readable. So if you have first name and last name, you might convert that to numbers, and then you remove the connection with that number conversion to the first and last name, so nobody can go backwards and uncover the data. So how it's done? All of you know, guys, that in my podcast that I need a case study to believe something is possible. So one thing I want to mention right now, it's very interesting case study provided by Protecto. I found Protecto an interesting company. I'd never worked with this company, but preparing for this podcast, because my case studies, my projects, I cannot talk about them here because of my non-disclosure agreements. But Protecto is putting on a website very interesting case that you can also download from their website. It's a case about global asset management company with 750 billion plus assets under management, that it's scanning more or less 2 terabytes of data and 44 billion rows of data in a specific period of time. They are monitoring 6 million database activities, scanning 25,000 activities per day, and they are using different scenarios for data monetization with the privacy concern. So the biggest concern was how to actually make sure that the data is ensuring ongoing compliance, that the improving data governance, and the data migration between clouds is done properly. And this Protecto solution gives the company ability to go over 44 billion rows of data across 950 tables. Protecto was monitoring over 6 million activities. And by the way, Protecto is not a sponsor of this podcast. I just found this case very interesting. So as a part of the data access audit, 174 user accounts, role access permission for users were audited. That's a third-party audit case study that I would love you guys to think about it. So Protecto uncovered 652 tables of data that were unused in the last 90 days, and the company was able to drop down the cost of monetizing that data by $500,000. So they were using Azure Databricks, AWS Databricks, and a few other technologies. That doesn't really matter what was the stock. But I want to tell you that mitigating privacy risk within customer data through third-party auditing can give you two important information. First, make sure that your data is protected properly, and not from the cybersecurity space angle, but from the angle of managing that data. Second, unused data is separated from used data. Unused data can actually blur your data monetization practice. And the third one, through that things, you can monetize data indirectly, in this case, lower the cost of maintaining the data and your relationship with customers by half million percent. This is Protecto, $500,000, I'm sorry. Protecto.ai, if you are interested to study more. I found this very interesting. So last thing for today is my final piece is to view privacy as a strategic differentiator. I promised that at the beginning of this podcast. So what are the 10 tactics you can implement today to make sure that your company will, I don't like to use word use, but the company will leverage data protection as your competitive advantage. First one is consent management. I would encourage you guys to implement a robust consent management system that clearly communicates to users how the data will be collected, used, and shared. And thinks about think well, what those two things. One is explain that, but the second is the form of that explanation. Use graphics, infographics, text, video, transcriptions. There are plenty of different user-friendly ways to explain that. Anonymize and pseudo-anonymize data. I gave you a couple different techniques to do that. Perturbation, generalization, things like this. Data minimization. Make sure that you're collecting and retaining only the data that is necessary for your specific business purpose. Avoid gathering excessive or irrelevant information about users. So you need to ask you a question. What would be an output? Do reverse engineering. Start from output and then bring the input and eliminate what you don't need. In this case, you will avoid like data breach or unintended AI models training or unintended data monetization techniques. Purpose limitation. Clearly define the purposes for which user data will be used. Ensure that data monetization activities are aligned with this purpose. So if you want to help your suppliers to supply better non-lactose products on your platform and you want to share the customer's data so the supplier can leverage that ability, make sure that you define which data they need and don't give them more and set up the purpose. Data security is obvious. Transparency. Be transparent with users about how the data is being used for monetization. Don't put that toggle in your app saying, help us improve the AI engine. Explain how you're improving that. Do that as a competitive advantage. Tell people that we'll be scraping your emails once a week to make sure that our AI engines can train on your data. Don't be afraid of doing that. Customers that want to benefit, that want you to benefit from that will agree. Those who don't want will not agree. But if you look at the toggle at the general instruction, help us improve, most of the people will toggle that off. Give a user a control over data. Explain them what the data was collected, how much data was collected, things like that. Data retention and deletion. Establish data retention policies and regularly review and delete data that is no longer necessary and inform users about that. If you send an email, hey, Arek, we were collecting your data about your eating patterns and we are not using that data anymore, we want to delete that. Users will appreciate. 9, third-party data sharing. I was talking about auditing the data and also sharing that audits and results with customers, being transparent. Remember, privacy protection is an ongoing process that requires a proactive approach and continuous monitoring to adapt to evolve privacy regulations and user experience. Wrapping it up, I hope you like this podcast. If you like it, subscribe and give me a star, whatever you like. If you see a space for improvement, drop the note. I will learn from you. Please remember, data privacy, customer data is important through data monetization. You don't need to stop data monetization effort. I shared a couple strategies and techniques with you, how you can conduct data monetization and at the same time, be very user-friendly and make data privacy your competitive advantage. Thank you, listeners, for tuning into the AI and Data Monetization podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave me a review. Stay tuned for more through thought-provoking discussions on intersection of AI and data monetization. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.